sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. Joining us today is Mike Milinkovich, Executive Director of the Eclipse Foundation. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
Mike, the Eclipse Foundation recently made an announcement regarding the release of Callisto. What is it?
Before diving into what is it, maybe we should sort of explain the motivation for doing it a little bit first. So, as we all know, there's lots of different projects out there, both commercial and open source, that have a track record of shipping late, or in some cases not shipping at all. And as Eclipse has grown, we've put a lot of extra effort into making sure that we are a very predictable supplier of technology. You know, one of the things that's a little bit unique about Eclipse as an open source community is that we're very interested in seeing the commercial adoption of our technology. And we believe that a big part of making that happen is being predictable so that both enterprise IT shops and ISVs can reliably make their business plans based on our delivery dates. And as Eclipse has grown from basically one project to now 63 projects, what ISVs and IT shops need from Eclipse has grown. Originally it was one project that was relatively easy to manage. Over time, that's grown to many projects, and it's very typical for companies to require many different projects from Eclipse in order to build their platform for their products. So, for example, Business Objects uses not only the Eclipse platform, but also our graphical editor framework, our web tools, and our data tools projects. So what Callisto is it's an event. And the event is that we are shipping 10 different Eclipse projects on the very same day. And by doing that, we're making all of these projects available to our technology consumers. This way, they don't have to worry about interdependencies between projects because they've been all been resolved by shipping on the same day. There's complete alignment of version compatibility. And they're getting things faster. Typically, in the past, we would ship, and it would be anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks before all of the other projects, like web tools and data tools, would be available. And by shipping all of them on the same day, consumers are getting of the technology are getting all of this these projects at the same time.
Well, good. As part of the release, Eclipse developers can now build applications that run on OS X, OS 10 on Intel and Microsoft Vista. Can you go into any details on that?
Yeah, so obviously OS X on Intel is something that's captured the imagination of a lot of people, and we invested to make sure that that Eclipse works there. And early reports, by the way, are that the performance of the graphics has improved quite dramatically. I've been following one particular blog with a lot of interest of one of the developers, one of the committers on the Eclipse project, who went out and bought herself an Intel Mac and has been blogging about the improvements in performance, and apparently they're quite dramatic. So that's very good. On the Windows Vista side, we should probably be careful to mention that this is a technology preview at this point. You know, obviously Vista itself is still in beta, so we have been tracking it, and it looks to us like things are going very well. I mean, our SWT Standard Widget Toolkit framework for doing graphics has been tested on the Vista betas, and it's performing very well.
Thanks, Mike. Two new tools that came with this release are Release 1.0 of the Data Tools platform and the Graphical Modeling Framework. Can you briefly tell us a bit about these projects?
Sure. So Data Tools, just so you know, is what Data Tools is tackling. The project is led by a team from Sybase with involvement from the likes of IBM, and I believe even MySQL is participating as well. And what they're obviously, just as the name would suggest, are very focused on providing tools for data-oriented application developers. So a couple of the types of features they're providing, there's frameworks for making and working with connections. So there's a driver management framework, a connection management framework, and support for the open data access standard framework for doing that as well. And it provides exemplary tools for things like a data source explorer. So once you've got a data source, you can go in and see what's there. So it's very focused on the needs of SQL developers, as well as application developers using, for example, Java to get to SQL databases. The graphical modeling framework, this is their 1.0 release, and it's focused on making it easier to build graphical model editors. So for some time within Eclipse, we've had two projects, EMF, the Eclipse Modeling Framework, and GEF, the Graphical Editor Framework. Now, the name GMF, as you probably can notice, is a mix of the two, and that was actually deliberate. So the graphical modeling framework, what it is very focused on providing is the ability to easily create graphical editors based on GEF from model descriptions based on EMF. So it's really bridging these two pre-existing projects to make it really simple that, you know, if you have a meta model that you want to build a graphical editor for, to help you automate that process so that you can create your graphical editors much more quickly than you previously could.
Thanks. Is there a website that listeners can go to for more details on all of this?
Yeah, www.eclipse.org, and then you can click on the Projects tab, and from there you can find information on all of these projects. Eclipse.org/datatools will get you directly to the Data Tools project, and eclipse.org/GMF will get you directly to the Graphical Modeling Framework project pages.
Great. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Thank you, John.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.